Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
And now at 8:50, time for the pre-opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce in for Dave Dickey. Well, the cash hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady in the western Corn Belt and flat to weaker in the eastern half of the region. Livestock dealers and market managers say a few plants are still looking for additional hogs to complete tomorrow or Saturday's slaughter schedules, and it may keep prices from dipping further. Prices at Peoria are expected to top at $30, and that would be steady. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday: negotiated swine purchases were 16,597. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 39 to 47, and weighted average 43.80. That was a loss of 35 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 31.52 to 37.60. The weighted average was 34.63. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,654, and the base price range was 38 to 53.75, with a weighted average of 47 even, a gain of 82 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 30.51 to 39, and the weighted average was 37.46. Well, I'll tell you, there was a setback from Wednesday's rally to 19-year highs on soybeans, and we'll look at the overnight trading numbers and get the opening calls from Ellen Dearden at AgriView and Morton in just a moment. But first, time to get a look at our agricultural weather. And here's AM 580's Ed Kieser.
Good morning, Jay. And taking a look at the weather in South America, some rain has been falling in Brazil. Now, of course, Brazil's large, so it's not falling everywhere in Brazil. But rain has shifted from southern Brazilian areas into the central Brazilian bean belt. And that has improved the soil moisture a little bit in some areas of Mato Grosso do Sul, especially. Mato Grosso do Sul is an area that was starting to turn just a little bit dry. So they've gotten some rain. Southern portions of Mato Grosso do Sul on into neighboring areas of Paraná, in some cases, have picked up over an inch of rain during the last 24 hours. So some beneficial rains have been falling in that area, and that is definitely improving the situation there a bit. And they haven't really had any problems. Dry weather is going to follow, and that's going to allow for good planting conditions in the central and southern production areas of Brazil, which have been a little bit wet of late. Now, as we look at the forecast for today, this cool front that's pushing northward today and tomorrow will still trigger some scattered showers and thunderstorms over northern Mato Grosso do Sul into western and southern Mato Grosso, southern Goiás, and southern Minas Gerais. But as this area pushes northward, it's going to dissipate, and that means northern, especially northeastern Goiás, northern Minas Gerais, and Bahia, including the western portion of Bahia where corn and soybeans are grown, will stay dry. And that's an area that's extremely dry. That's an area that has severe problems. Now, the state of Bahia only produces about 4% of the Brazilian soybean crop and 3% of the Brazilian corn crop. So by no means is this going to negatively impact the entire Brazilian crop, but that is an area where there are problems, and there will be some reductions in the crop this year. By the way, I was just looking at some numbers because I haven't done this in a couple of years, just to get an update on where things stand. And Brazil produces about 25% of the soybeans worldwide, where the U.S. produces 41%. Now, when you add in Argentina's 19%, Brazil and Argentina combined produce slightly more than the U.S., 44% of the soybean crop versus 41% for the U.S. And as we go to Argentina, that's an area where there's concerns about dryness, and it looks like the northern portions of Argentina are going to turn quite warm next week. Now, it's the northern areas of Argentina that have gotten the most precipitation of late, so they're doing a little better than southern areas. But still, we'll have to watch the weather closely there. Cordoba, southern Santa Fe into eastern La Pampa and Buenos Aires are very dry. There might be some showers starting to come in next week. We'll have to wait and see on how that materializes. But that is an area that is of concern right now because they are dry. And Cordoba and Santa Fe and Buenos Aires are the biggest soybean producers in Argentina. And also the largest corn producers are Buenos Aires and Cordoba, as well as La Pampa and Santa Fe. So some of those areas will need some rain, and it looks like some may be coming there. So it looks like the area in South America that's in worse shape is Bahia and neighboring northern Minas Gerais and northeastern Goiás. Now, as far as the U.S. Corn Belt is concerned, we're going to have generally dry weather for several days right into the day on Monday. Then showers will start to work in Monday night. Rain and wet weather will be around the middle of next week, followed by much colder weather and maybe a little light snow. Looks like we're going into a cloudier weather pattern. Drying rates will slow, precipitation will increase, and field work will become harder to come by. In the Great Plains, it's still generally dry, but that one system next week may bring some moisture there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's take a look at the overnight trade now. First in Kansas City, December wheat opened at 772 and three quarters, up a half on the open, up four on the last trade. March at 784, unchanged on the open, up three and a half on the last trade. December in Chicago, 754, that was up one and a half on the open, up three and a half on the last trade. March at 774 and a half, up one and up one and a half. May contract opened at 758 and a quarter, up two and a half, up three on the last trade. July at 670 and a quarter, down two and a quarter on the open, down one and a quarter on the last trade. And December 08 wheat, 689, that was up one and a half on the open, down two and a half on the last trade. December corn opened at 382 and a half, down a half, and down three on the last trade. March at 399 and a quarter, down three quarters, down four. May at 409, down a half on the open, down three on the last trade. July, 418, unchanged on the open. Last traded down three. September, 422, down a half and down two and a half. And December, 08, 427 and a half, down one and down one and a half. The soybeans for January at 1079 and a half, unchanged on the open, down eight on the last trade. The March contract unchanged at 1094 on the open. Last traded down seven and a half. May also traded down seven and a half on that last trade. After opening one lower at 1096 and a half, July at 1099, unchanged on the open, down six and three quarters in the last trade. The August 08, 1077 and three quarters, that was down three and a quarter on the open, down three on the last trade. And September 08 at 1042, up two and up two on the last trade, up two on the open and last trade. December soybean meal, 292.80, up 40 and down three. January at 294.10, down 20, down 230. And the December oil at 45.10, up 5 on the open, down 33 on the last trade. January at 45.52, unchanged on the open, down 25 on the last trade. And joining us on the telephone now to talk these numbers over, Alan Dearden from AgriView and Morton. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Jay.
Well, do you expect those soybeans to have a little correction or setback or whatever you call it?
Well, yeah, we sure will. We've had an awful lot of strength yesterday, and the overnight trade started out stronger. The July soybeans were actually up over $11 shortly after the open last night. We'll be down 6, maybe as much as 8 cents today. Once we got past the November expiration at noon yesterday, we need something new to talk about. These rains that are coming into central Brazil that your meteorologist just talked about has some people hoping that those folks could see a big crop. Whether we'll see a 60 million metric ton Brazilian crop, I doubt it. But on the corn side, Jay, we'll probably be down 3 to 4 cents. We're kind of in a sideways market there, not in the uptrend that the beans have been. But there's not a lot of to talk about right here in corn. We did have a couple of large export sales the first of the week. We need more of those to keep this kind of upside going. On the wheat, Jay, up maybe steady up as much as 3 cents. less than ideal winter wheat conditions going into winter in the southern plains. Even if they are hopeful about rains next week, the guys that I talked to said an awful lot of this wheat just sitting in dry dirt hadn't even emerged.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got beans down 6 to 8, corn down 3 to 4, and wheat steady or up a bit.
I think so. At the Merck, though, I think we're going to see a mixed bag. There's not a whole lot of new stuff to talk about. Packers are very short bought on the cattle. But there's not a whole lot new. Hogs, we're just seeing big numbers coming at us and a lot of competition from poultry.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton. Mixed bag on the livestock there, she says. Again, our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser, windy, cool, northern and east central Indiana. We'll see some scattered rain or snow showers. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine across the two states, highs from around 40 in the north to 50 in southwestern Illinois. And wind speeds today, 15 to 25 with higher gusts, minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 35% in southwestern Illinois and 65% in northern Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We're a listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We'll have the opening prices coming up at 9:50 this morning. Right now, news from the BBC. The time is a minute past 9 o'clock.